Okay, hello boys and girls. I'm going to tell you a story of a long time ago when I was 5 years old. Is there anyone that's five? Oh, that was long time ago. 32 years. Wow, that's a long time ago. Okay, and I want to tell you that this story happened on the Sabbath day. That's what I'm going to tell you about. And we lived in Pupukea. Does anyone know where that is? Can you find it on this map? Can you see it? And we had to catch the bus that day to Sabbath all the way to the Wahiwa Church. Can you see where Wahiwa is? And the bus route? Okay. So, we lived on Pupukea Mountain. Me, my mom, my brother, my sister. And we had to get ready early in the morning because we didn't have a car. We had to walk down Pupukea Mountain. So we got ready, put on our Sabbath clothes. We got our offering. We always had to make sure we had our offering. And we took off and we walked down to the bottom of the hill. There's a bus stop that's right in front of the fire station. Well, it was an old fire station back then, but since then they've remodeled it. When we got to the bottom of the hill, our mommy told us that she didn't have any bus money to go to church. And would we give her our offering so that we could go to church to catch the bus to Wahiwa? So we said, of course, Mommy, we'll give you our offering. And she said, let's pray and ask Jesus to provide offering for us. So right there on the side where the little park is, we knelt down and we prayed. And we each prayed and asked Jesus to provide offering because we were going to give our offering to our mommy. So we prayed, and every time we would pray when we were little, my mom would always ask us after the prayer, each one of us, do you believe God will answer the prayer? So we would say, yes, Mom. Do you believe, Mana, that God will answer your prayer? Yes. Eddie, do you believe? So we got up and we started going to the bus stop. Then we heard, Mana, Dan, Eddie, look, right next to one of the coconut trees that's actually still there was a mound of change, almost like somebody dumped their change out of their ashtray, or I'm not sure, but it was a mountain of money. And to 5 year old, it was a huge, huge chunk of change. We were so excited. We were putting the money into our purses for church. It was so much, they were bulging. We couldn't fit it. My brother stuffed it in his pockets, and my mom had to put the rest in her purse, and the bus was coming. So we were so excited. We had to flag the bus stop. Stop, bus driver. We got on the bus, and that day at church, we had so much offering. So God answered our prayer. I have a few verses. Do I have a volunteer who wants to read a verse? Do you know how to read? You want me to help you? Let's do a short one. So this is from Matthew 21:22. You repeat after me. And all things.
What is it?
And all things.
I think.
Whatsoever. Whatsoever you shall ask.
Whatsoever you ask.
In prayer.
Prayer.
Believing.
Believing.
You shall receive.
You shall receive.
Very good. Would anyone like to? Do you want to read one too? Repeat after me.
Repeat after me. Repeat after me.
Okay. Therefore I say unto you.
Therefore I say unto you.
What things. Soever ye desire.
Soever ye desire.
When you pray.
Believe that.
You receive them.
And you shall have them.
Very good. Would anyone like to pray? Do you want to say the prayer? Okay. So say our prayer. Dear Jesus. Thank you for loving us. Bless this Sabbath day. Help us to believe. When we pray. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you, boys and girls. You can go back to your seats.